Get your phones ready. The H-Train Show wants to hear from you at 720-619-0627. Best caller text of the night wins a prize from the H-Train Show at 720-619-0627. MBR and the H-Train Show giving veterans a voice.
You're listening to the Military Broadcast Radio. Go get the MBR app so you don't miss the H-Train or any of our other shows. Our live streams and podcasts can also be found at mbradio.us. MBR and the H-Train Show, giving veterans a voice.
One. Go.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the hundreds that are listening and the thousands in attendance, welcome to Monday Night Live. Welcome to the H-Train Show.
Officer goes two.
Where'd that come from?
I have no idea. I like it though.
Background?
No. Should I put it up? If not, we'll get it in a minute.
Abba-dabba-doo.
It's just a thumbnail. So.
Remember this guy, I'm radio first.
I am Skinny, dang it.
Dinosaurs are real.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Can still serve a purpose.
I'll be right back. Don't you go dying on me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, first of all, we've already got a bunch of mess ups. Come on, Pipes. Johnny Mike was doing better last week.
Never.
And he made wings.
Yeah.
What's your excuse?
Hey, you got to change the backdrop, man.
Or you could just leave it.
What you do look good in green.
I do look good in green. I'm Irish. What can I tell you?
You got to go to the cam mic. And
oh, yeah, that's where we do the green screen. Which one would you like today?
That one right there, yes. So while Pipes is doing that, we want to apologize for
and we should.
Talking during the intro because Mr. I forgot to mute the mics. They heard our whole conversation.
Well, we can't mute the... Oh, yeah, we can mute the mics, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while for me. It's been like a month since I was sitting in this chair.
But they got to hear our conversation, and, you know, doesn't our audience want to hear candid conversations?
They want to know what happens behind
us
the scenes.
Us talking about Johnny's wings and, you know, things like that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in now, let me tell you that you're listening to the show that shows all the nonprofits out there beyond the VA that help all of our veterans, men and women all over the world, that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. Today, my co-host, The Mouth, Rob.
What up, gangsta?
Is with us. Willie is with us.
Yo.
Pipes on the keys.
Hey.
And Johnny Mike.
Just sitting there looking pretty.
I was going to say, what are you doing?
This is a full closet.
Watch and learn.
Yeah.
The closet is very full.
We had to take the brooms out of here this time.
I know. And the mop bucket.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, everybody, we thank you for riding with us. Hit it.
There we go.
It's a lot of hitting.
So we have a pretty awesome show today. Not only am I going to tell you a little bit about my trip to Boston, but MBR got invited to watch the Denver Broncos game yesterday, and it was...
And what a game it was.
What a game. Awesome. It was awesome. They forgot to show up, but we showed up, didn't we, Pipes?
We did. I felt
Let's go, Brandon! Right when McManus is, like, kicking the ball.
And look what happened. Blocked. That's what that song will do for you.
I can't imagine. Good Lord. I mean, wow. That was a heck of a block, too. It wasn't a little block. I mean, it was full on.
Oh, was
no,
it?
That was a oh, no, you didn't kind of moment.
I was in the upper deck on the other side of the stadium, yeah. So I didn't see anything but like the ball going in the other way.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh.
Exactly. Yeah, it was a. I mean, again, not a sports show, but it was a rough day for Broncos fans yesterday.
It was.
We still had a good time, though.
We did, and we drank a lot of shots. Like, I can't really drink, like, beer and wine and stuff, but I love drinking shots.
Yeah, cool story, bro. Who cares? You got to ride in a fire truck.
Not only did I get to ride in a fire truck, but there was a woman there. Wow.
Yeah, okay. Women will do that to you.
Right.
Yep.
I looked at Pipes and I'm like, wow, she's really good looking. I thought you had to be ugly to be a firefighter. I mean,
holy crap.
Wow.
I would shut the phone off now.
Yeah, right? We will kill.
No,
phone lines are now closed.
Yeah, exactly. We have blocked comments for the evening. Our friends with Local 840 IAFF, we love you. The International Association of Firefighters.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, like, the only pretty firefighters you really see.
Do you really want to keep going down this line?
Well,
I really don't think you do.
Okay, all right. Well,
maybe
it's the same
need a female firefighter calendar.
It's the same.
Oh,
thing
he's talking
Army.
About female firefighters. Yeah. Oh.
Oh, don't worry. The dudes are real pretty too. Yeah. They really were. Felt like everyone was hitting on one of them. They couldn't believe he was 35. He looked like 22.
So while
that
you,
is true.
What's funny is while you guys were partying in the parking lot. Right?
Don't mind me and my hip flexor over here. That's just locking up. Yeah. I'm getting old.
I was over at Little Machine Brewing hanging out with a bunch of firefighters.
Yeah.
Who were excited to hear about the show.
And we would like to thank. What was it? Station 3, the Eye of the Storm. That's what I do remember. That's down there in Five Points.
Denver?
Yep. And, you know, they used to be so bad in that area, and that was the one safe spot. So their nickname was the Eye of the Storm. It was the one safe place the whole community could always go.
I was a Denver paramedic in 2004 through 2009, and Five Points was cleaned up and was not nearly as bad as it was in the years prior to that. So I didn't get to see all the Knife and Gun Club in Denver like those guys did many years before that. So Denver was bad for a long time. Well, and obviously it's getting bad again. I mean, Aurora, we had a mass shooting today.
Yeah.
Six people shot. That's crazy.
Nah, I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah.
The only thing that I've really been seeing, and I don't want to talk about it because I think it would bring like politics, but like Willie had to explain during the show this whole big trial of this kid that they're doing on the news. Like that's the only thing that I'm seeing on social media. And I'm not really wanting to invest my time, you know, trying to find a situation.
Yeah.
I didn't understand it. Sometimes there's just things
it's polarizing.
That's going on that like I just don't comprehend it. I have to text him sometimes, dude. Has this ever happened before? What's going to happen here? You know, stuff like that. And he's like, "Yeah, dude, they'll fight over in the courts or something." You know,
he's like, "Hey, this lady asked me to stop following her around Walmart," and I'm like, "Hey, man, as long as you're away from the schools, you're fine. You know what the law says."
But hey, check this out. We're gonna have Warrior Wishes on. Craig Sykin, I believe that's how you pronounce his last name.
We'll go with probably not.
He's gonna be on. We're
gonna
show you
not.
Some of the videos and some of the pictures that we took. Utmost respect for not only the firefighters that hosted us yesterday, but all firefighters. Because my brother, he's a firefighter as well. In fact, I don't know if it was you or my friend John that I was telling.
Mm-mm.
So when I went to Kokomo, when I came back from Iraq the first time, I came home on leave.
I can't I do the same thing every time he says it.
What?
Every time he says it.
What?
The Beach Boys song?
Jamaica. Oh. To Kokomo!
So then my brother decided to ask me if I wanted to come on a ride along, okay? And like I didn't think anything of it. I had this shirt that had a white Bronco on it and it says don't drink apple juice cuz OJ kills. okay? I had that on, and I didn't realize what it was about, okay?
Huh.
And I was in a government fire. I was in a government, fire ambulance, whatever you want to call it. And my brother came up to me, and he's like, yeah, probably not the shirt that I would have wore today.
I've never met your brother, but I love him.
He's like, I just got screamed at by the mayor because you was wearing the shirt. But when I got on a fire truck, like, I was expecting to see some gruesome stuff. But in Kokomo, that's one of the things I asked the firefighters, like, is it like a duty station? Is, one station more aggressive, like trauma stuff compared to, this? Because the one in Kokomo, dude, the only thing that we did was pick up people with headaches and migraines. There wasn't no action, and I was looking for... I was looking for something.
I've never been to Kokomo, but I'm pretty sure if I lived there, I'd have a migraine too. So, did you watch Pee-wee's Playhouse when you were a kid growing up?
Not too much.
Bill, did you?
Yeah. So, well, do you remember, not growing up, but my nephews were growing up.
Yeah. Do you remember how every time they said a word, the word of the day, and everybody would scream?
Yeah.
Me neither. We should do that. And every time he says Kokomo, that song should start to play. We should just have a button on here.
Yeah.
And every time he says the word Kokomo, it's the word of the day.
The Kokomo button.
Exactly.
It's kind of funny. When I was like 21, I drove from central New Hampshire to Kokomo, Indiana to pick up a dog at a rescue.
Oh, yeah?
I drove all the way back.
Oh, really? Wow.
I didn't realize the time zone change in there, so it was like a 12-hour drive each way.
I swear. To pay
$300 for a puppy and drive all the way back.
And I'm still dealing with the jet lag from Boston. I don't know why. It doesn't really...
Oh, it'll punch you in the gut.
Yeah, I don't really know
why. Yeah,
that's
the direction it hits you hard, too.
It affects me whenever I come back from the East Coast. It doesn't affect me when I went to Texas. And it really doesn't affect me when I, visit San Diego.
So what's the lesson learned? Never, ever go to Massachusetts.
Agreed. From a New Englander.
Yeah.
I 100% agree.
Recap the trip on the show notes, please. Okay, we will. Stack, I saw that your message, you're hitting the rack. Yeah, a guy your age should go to bed early.
Sweet dreams, buddy.
Yeah.
But that, that's one thing that I learned real quick when I went to visit Allie, is that it was cold in Boston compared to here.
Guy,
you
it's
idea.
Fall in New England. Yeah,
I know.
You showed up in shorts, didn't you?
No. But I was about to.
Didn't you just find a box full of MBR jackets? Please tell me you brought one.
No, I didn't. I didn't have a bag or anything. He acts like we got money. We don't have no money.
I thought you found a whole box full of like MBR jackets and shirts and stuff. What's in the laundry basket?
That's like Ace Train stuff. That's like past stuff. That is the stuff that I had before I took MBR over. I was just focused on my show. I have all this stuff
and the extra smalls that we don't fit in.
Yeah.
Although we could.
Hey, one of these days.
One of us should lose a bet and have to wear one of those shirts for the whole show.
I don't know. Give it another month. I might be able to fit in a small. I don't know. Holy crap.
Dude,
really
we are
surprised.
On the same page.
Yeah. You and I don't know there,
we've
buddy.
Never played poker before, but I'm saying you've got a full house in your hand right now.
Oh, boy.
Aces are high.
Hey, and before we go on
real
the music
fast,
break.
Real fast, 32, but damn it, B-Lower, I hate the cold. Moved out of Buffalo for a damn reason.
Yeah, right? Buffalo. That's miserable.
And before we forget, me and Rob, everybody, we want to thank you so much for coming out to Bighorn Auto. A lot of coats, a lot of stuff was collected. And, we got a little bit of funding, but, I want to say
just search the pockets
to everybody, thank you for coming out. And
just search the pockets for, like, cash and stuff like that?
I searched it for, like, pennies. I don't know why. Does anybody ever get clothes out of the dryer and they've got, like, pennies in their pocket?
Dude, I just posted something just a couple days ago. My wife – so – and – Brandon, you can relate to this. The pen pockets on the Army uniforms.
Yeah. Yep.
My wife despises those pen pockets because I buy those gel pens.
Oh, no.
And so, yeah. And
how much of her clothing have you stained?
Dude, my marriage has never been tested as it has by a gel pen. But I just posted something the other day because
I
three rounds in my pockets. I threw them in the wash machine and threw them in the dryer. And my wife was super irritated. She's like, why are there bullets in my dryer? And I'm like,
I wanted to clean them.
Yeah, exactly. They were dirty bullets, honey.
I wanted to clean them.
I wish I had thought of that comeback, because that is not what I came back with. I was too busy being afraid.
And don't do it, after meeting
my
wife doesn't
talk to me half the time because I'm a smart aleck. You know, it used to be funny, but now that we're married, now I'm
just
annoying.
First year of my marriage, I was hysterical.
Yeah.
23 years later, I have never said something funny in like 12 years. It's amazing how it works. She's like, every joke you tell, I've heard three times.
That's because you told it three times.
Yeah, exactly.
Me and my wife were cooking the other day, and I'm like, what's wrong with you? You're breathing. And I'm like, okay, I'll keep cutting the onions.
That's when you just like slide over a dozen roses and a box of chocolates.
Just keep talking. Don't worry. I got this. You get that. I get this.
Well, you say that, but we're going to be like mid-sentence talking about how much we love our wives, and all of a sudden the music is going
to
start. Exactly. Exactly.
I wonder how that happened.
Hey, when we come back, the What the Segment, we're going to talk to Craig Steichen from Warrior Wishes. So do not go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H-Train Show.
McGilvery, I am the PR for High Plains Trail Rider. This is the H-Train Show.
Get your phones ready. The H-Train Show wants to hear from you at 720-619-0627. Best caller text of the night wins a prize from the H-Train Show at 720-619-0627. MBR and the H-Train Show, giving veterans a voice.
Got the finger.
Hey. We are back, awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, and you're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. Show.
Why? Why are you?
I don't know.
Why
I don't know.
I do dumbass commercials. So does that drink.
So check this out. We got a special What The. We are waiting for our guest to enter the studio. He's on his way. But we're going to go ahead and play the What The intro anyways. Hit it.
Those are cool tats, man.
Oh, for real. Thank you, bro. Yeah, the Cobra.
Man, what is this one?
Oh, this?
Uh-huh. Mike is muted. That's not
credo.
Cool.
No regrets.
Undo that.
Which one?
This
one?
The mic is muted.
Like, not even a single letter.
Huh. No way. Not me.
Well, I love him. I think he's great. Okay. I think he's a real winner, Casey. If I were you, I wouldn't use protection.
What the? All right. So
I love that someone sent that to me on TikTok this week.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So I sent it to him. Our fans love us. H, you better watch yourself.
Uh-oh. Ooh.
What am I watching?
Words can't explain the smells that linger in that room. Boy, I tell you. He's got no argument. I got no argument. Yep.
I don't know about y'all, but I use Dial. I'm good.
You're not supposed to take the Dial off the TV and rub it on your body, just so we're clear.
Hey, it takes 20 seconds for water and soap to activate. I watch TikTok. Anyways, so...
We know.
While we're waiting for our interviewee to come up, he's having some trouble, I think. We're going to show the video, and we're going to show the pictures of our great event.
That is awesome. I love the look you just got. We are.
I never got a video.
Oh.
No one ever sent me a video.
I told you that it was in the H-Train 12 email.
Yeah, that's... Oh, that's this one. No.
Yeah, he sent all those pictures.
I got the pictures.
Hey. Okay, that's what I'm saying. We're going to show the pictures.
Brennan,
until...
you ever heard that? Ever been here before? It's a radio show?
Yeah.
You ever play with these tools
we're
before?
Okay.
I gave you
graduated
this...
from this school, right, bro?
I know. Did I? I don't know. I haven't had graduation.
You tell me.
I never went to wear a cap and gown, so. All right, here are our photos.
There we go.
Look at that handsome man right there sitting up front all tall and proud.
But I don't think you're sharing them, according to the Book of the Faces.
I'm not.
They no, should. There you are
there
now. There it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we had breakfast at Elway's. I've never ate at Elway's before, ever.
Was it good?
I had
Eggs
Benedict.
It was really good.
That is one of my favorites.
I would say...
I'll bet Bill makes a better one, though.
Snooze's was better. Had a better Eggs Benedict. But...
That's one of my favorites.
I like their ham.
I should have went for the poutine.
What?
The poutine.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. Yeah. The poutine.
I thought we already had that discussion about firefighters.
So, the guy that is in the picture, I forget his name. The guy that works for Black Rifle Coffee. Yes.
That is the Tacticock.
Okay.
Right there.
Sorry, what?
See the his rooster with night vision goggles and his silenced M4 and everything? T-shirts released tomorrow. Go to your Black Rifle site to find it.
There we go. There we go, and then I got my best friend John. He came along with us,
and that's the handsome man that set it all up right there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Go to the next photo. We've got more than one. Oh,
that was a great smile you had there, Pipes.
And
why, thank you.
We got the fire truck that we all rode on from Elway's to the Denver Broncos Stadium.
Did you get to play with the siren?
He did.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That's all that matters, honestly, isn't it?
When we rolled into that place, I felt like a rock star. People were like cheering me on and everything.
Really?
My head went swelled right up.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. That's part of the reason you thought I was all drunk yesterday. No, I was just high. My ego
it was
just
an ego
blowing.
High?
Yeah.
I like that hat. Did we get some of them?
No, but I can make a call. I got people.
I mean, if you look, I go through a lot of hats.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. We still need to get with Boston and Scully because we want to get an NBR hat.
We're working
crafted,
on it.
So, these are the firefighters. They were great. They were great.
Is that guy the hot one you were talking about?
No, no. It was the woman behind her. She likes.
I really hope she's listening to the show.
I'm a little worried right now.
I really hope she's listening.
She likes long walks on the beach, sunsets. She's lives in Durango, and I forget how old she said she was.
That's a Denver firefighter, and she lives in Durango?
She's from Durango.
Oh, from Durango. Yeah. Oh.
And remember, they're 24 hours on, 48 off. They got a good schedule.
Dude, when I retired from the Army, I had a bunch of friends that were like, you should come be a fireman. I'm like, absolutely not.
Not
going to happen.
I don't want to. Yeah.
I like what I do. Thank you.
Pipes wasn't putting it down.
Was there a bunch of other people?
It was just the...
Just you guys?
Four vets, and then they brought like 8 firefighters to drive us around.
But I mean, that restaurant looks empty.
Oh, yeah. There was no one there yet. We're there like 9 o'clock in the morning.
Do they normally not serve breakfast, or was it just for you guys?
No, they had a breakfast menu. Everyone was rolling in about when we were leaving. It was starting to fill up.
Oh, really?
Like the Broncos crowd was rolling
in. Maybe
I'll
take Sandy
everything.
There one day. It looks pretty good. Was it good?
Well, oh, yeah.
You had Eggs Benedict. It was really good.
Look at him. He
I just told Craig just to call in. He's having issues. But let's get through these photos real quick.
That's all we got right there.
Oh, is that it? That's all that
you guys just sent me 4 photos.
Okay, all right.
Did
okay.
you change
Not
your shirt?
Problem.
Were you wearing a jersey yesterday?
Hey,
there we go.
Probably the firefighter.
Hold on. No,
this is great. Go ahead. Hey, Craig, thank you for calling in. Sorry that you was having a little bit of trouble with the link. How are you?
Technical difficulties. That's the way it always is, right?
Yeah, hey, that's okay. So we were just showing our listeners and our viewers the pictures of the event. Let everybody know about it's a creative story of how Warrior Wishes began. So let's shed some light on that for us.
Okay. Well, first of all, if you saw the pictures from yesterday, obviously it's a team effort. We had the fire department. We had Elway's on board. We had the tailgate over at Rescue Rob's tailgate on board. So you can see how that works and how we've been doing this 9 years and how the teamwork has come along.
Right.
But back to the beginning, yes, in 2012, my son and I were the first ones ever to go to one game in every stadium across the country, including the Broncos Stadium. And we took 2, at that time, wounded veterans to each of the games. And fortunately for us, it was kind of highlighted on ESPN, and we were able to have Coach Ditka here in Chicago help us out at the beginning to keep us going. And it's basically the same thing as a Make-A-Wish, only it is for veterans, for wounded veterans, for fallen heroes' families, for World War II veterans, anybody that served our country that is nominated by another family member or another veteran. Because we ourselves are not veterans, so we want to rely on those that know what they're talking about to make sure that we get the right guys to go. And we get right. plenty of great heroes like yourself, and I'm sure they showed the pictures of you, Joel, yesterday, and I know Brandon's in studio right now.
Hoorah!
We do that. What you saw yesterday, we do 3 to 4 times a week, other than, as we all know, the last couple of years with COVID. So that's kind of like again, 3 or 4 times a week, we try to get something like that together. So we're honoring heroes, not just in Denver, but in every city across the country.
I think that's amazing. And it was unfortunate that we didn't get to meet Terrell Davis, but I'm sure that the next event, he'll be there. He's a really good supporter of the military, along with Brandon Stokely. So we'll just keep on having to try to get those things to connect. Me and you'll just have to work on that, Craig.
Yeah, we're working on that 28th game. And just FYI, during the week, we also just in this last week alone, prior to what you saw on those videos and that pictures, we did a golf outing in Arizona. And we had Brian Urlacher, we had Jeremy Roenick, we had Frankie Munoz, Malcolm in the Middle. Remember Malcolm in the Middle?
Heck yeah, I love that show.
Yeah, he was there. And then the day before that, we were in Dallas with 8 guys, similar to what we did in Denver. We had 8 guys riding a fire truck to the game, same situation, almost the exact same thing. And then the day before that, we had 50 guys at the Army Air Force game in Globe Life. So that was our week. That was our week. Yeah, that was just this week. So
that's a fantastic.
And a lot
week.
Of people don't know this, but I'm gonna shed some light just so you guys know. MBR has been working with Warrior Wishes for many years now, and Warrior Wishes is one of those organizations that, you know, they don't keep it all in. Like, if there's other nonprofits that reach out and say, "Hey, we need some help," or "Hey, you want to partner in so that we, you know, we can do this or that," Warrior Wishes is always there doing that. That's the reason why me and Craig has a close relationship. I appreciate that he let me bring the MBR people, but the one thing that was fascinating was, tell us a little bit about this soldier or this Marine that you brought to the game. He had no clue what he was getting on the airplane for, because I guess it was like
Correct.
An anniversary
Correct.
Gift or something.
It was
our
15th anniversary.
Our wives
gift.
Are lacking.
Yeah, that's what he was
never
saying all day.
Say that.
all day he was worried. Yeah, your wives are lacking, but all day he was worried about, and you heard him say it, guys, he was worried about how he was going to get anything on top of this to do for his wife for her anniversary or her birthday or anything down the road.
Right.
So, yeah, that is a bar has been set. And if you said that on the air, you're going to have a lot of wives, you know, struggling to find things to do with their husbands right now.
So. Thank God my wife doesn't listen to this show. I'd be a dead man right now.
And he was about to spend $100,000 to redo their kitchen. And he's still like, "I'm never going to be able to top this one for my wife. There's nothing I'm ever going to be able to
wow.
do to top this event." He was practically in tears up there in the stadium, so happy watching that game.
Oh, my wife hates me.
Except
right,
for when
so
the Eagles
really
fans
matter.
Were high-fiving for touchdowns over him.
Well, I just love that, you know, I've known you for a year and a half, probably 2 years now, and I love that I come walking up to you, Section C1, and you look like a 4-year-old. You're like, "We got to ride on a fire truck." It's like, okay, well, good job. Did you remember? I mean, that was awesome, dude.
Yeah, I got to ride in the back.
I should have sent a video of Brandon in the back of that truck, the outside in the cold, and right, being like a 4-year-old, maybe a 3-year-old even, I don't know.
He is a combat engineer, so yeah, they always act that way.
Pipes looked like a kid in a candy store.
He looked very happy
the whole day.
But, I did have the engineer flag in my pocket.
But to
and
your
everything.
Point, Joel, to your point, though, we love doing the surprises. We do a lot of those kind of surprise things where we'll call and I'll actually be a fake radio show, and I'll call up a husband and say, "Hey, answer these 3 questions, and you get a $10 gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings." And instead of that, I tell them, "Hey, you're going to Dallas tomorrow to go to the game," stuff like that. And I love doing those surprise ones, which, you know, the wife did it in this case. She's the one that surprised them, not us.
That's awesome.
But then I also love, what we almost pulled off in Chicago on Halloween was, and I might have told you this, Joel, we had a dad who was flying in on leave. It was Halloween day. He was going to wear a costume sitting in the stands, and his 9-year-old son was going to be sitting next to him, and all of a sudden his dad was going to take the costume off, and it was going to be his dad. Unfortunately for us, but fortunately for his son, they flew him out 3 days early to hang out with his dad for 3 days. So the surprise that we were going to do did not happen because, you know, obviously you want to spend time with your kid. But that would have been really cool, is my point. That would have been a really cool surprise.
That's all. Now, Craig, before we let you go, I got a question for you. Tell us about the most memorable warrior moment that you have had since you've started. That, like, what is there a moment that, like, still tugs at your heart today that keeps you driving to do this mission that you do every single day?
Well, first of all, when I've done it 6,000 times, I can tell you there is absolutely not one. There are many. There's probably 50. But I will tell you one. I'll share one with you for sure.
Okay.
In the top 10, for sure, is I was in Pittsburgh, three or four years ago, and I had a Vietnam veteran in a wheelchair and his son, and we walk into Heinz. It was a night game. So we walk into Heinz Field, and the lights are shining all over the place, and this guy looks up, kind of a southern gentleman. He looks up, and he goes, dang, now I know why they go to these dang games. It was just priceless because he'd never been in there before. Just the aura of the light, the bright lights walking in, you know, into the stadium. So, I mean, and that's just one of many. I mean, there's no way I can give you one, but that's just it's one idea or one example.
How can we and our listeners support this?
Well, a lot of ways. We're 95% of our donations go right to the guys. We have no staff. We have nobody gets paid. We have a 9-member board. So you can do that online and donate online. You can volunteer when we're in your city. You know, obviously we're in each city a couple times, three times a year. So if you live in a city and you're listening in Nashville, you're listening in Denver, wherever you're listening, if you want to, you know, volunteer, you can even go online and offer to volunteer. Or you can, you know, just kind of help out. You know, look at yesterday. We had the fire department. We had, you know, a whole tailgate of people from all over Denver. So there's plenty of ways to help. Plenty of ways to help.
And I heard one lady, she was all happy. She was going to donate tickets for the Broncos next year so you could send a couple of more soldiers.
Oh, correct. I'm glad you brought that up, Brandon. That's right. That's what we get a lot of because people know we do this. So, for example, I might already have 6 guys going to Denver like yesterday. I'll get a call in the morning, hey, I got 2 more. Actually, that happened yesterday because I actually got 2 better seats for a couple of the guys in our group. And so they got to sit in a little bit better area, and then I got the other 2 and gave them to somebody else. So, I mean, yeah.
Well, and after yesterday's game, there's the very real possibility you'll get a lot more Broncos tickets donated to you.
Here come 40 Broncos tickets your way.
Probably front row.
Good point. Good point. Well, I'm in Chicago, so we're not much better off. So.
No.
Well, awesome. Hey, you know, we're going to do this. We're going to do this for you. We don't usually do it on the What The, but we're going to give you your time to shine, and you know what that is all about, Craig. Hit it.
Today's Time to Shine is brought to you by law offices of Diane Sawalia. Smart. Aggressive. Compassionate. It's more than a slogan. It's our mission.
This is your time to shine, baby. It's your time to shine.
I'm not saying no, you started it.
So, Craig, this is your time to shine. Maybe there's something that we didn't bring up, something that we missed out on asking you. This is your 2-minute platform to say anything that you would like to add to this interview.
Awesome. Well, first of all, anybody out there that's a veteran, which is probably most of the people listeners out there, thank you, thank you, thank you for what you do. That's why we do what we do. Secondly, if you want to get involved, you want to be a guest, you want to be a recipient, you want to donate, you want to be just volunteer, go to www.warriorwishes.org on our website. Or Facebook, it's Operation Warrior Wishes, and you can see pretty much daily reports of what we've been doing and what we're speaking about, not just in Denver, but the other events that we've done. And we'd love to meet each and every one of you at some point in the future, and we hope we can do that.
Most definitely. And if anybody has any trouble like donating or, you know, has a weird way, as you can see on the bottom of the screen, is the MBR radio, the Vimo. If you label it Warrior Wishes, we will make sure that Warrior Wishes gets that funds also if you have a trouble going to their website. Craig, thank you so much for being on the show with us. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we have been talking to Craig Stallion. He is the... Co-founder of Warrior Wishes.
Yep.
Awesome. Craig, me and you will we'll talk offline later this week. Thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. It was great hanging out with you guys yesterday.
Thanks for everything, Craig.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Take care.
So that was a fantastic.
I love Reed's comment.
Interview.
Dude.
Oh, which one?
I bought an orange hat yesterday. I'm saying I'm the best Broncos fan ever.
I thought he was right. Rob's a curse.
Rob is a curse. So my buddy Ryan Wood, who listens to the show, for whatever reason, every time I go to a game in person, the Broncos just get beat like a redheaded stepchild on the day after Christmas. No offense, Johnny.
Bald.
You still got red hair. Shut up, man.
Bald and ginger. I've got a lot of things working against me.
Yeah, I'll bet. If you were adopted, man, I got some bad news for you. So, yeah. But, yes, that was an excellent interview, and that sounds like an outstanding organization. Way better than this one.
Hey, now.
Well, he's kind of got a point, but, you know. Well, you know, I have a lot of people that come up to me, and this is for just anybody and everybody that listens to the show. They come up to me and they say, H, which nonprofit is the best to give to?
And you say the Rob Williams Fund.
And I tell them, an honest answer, I tell them that every nonprofit has its mission, okay? If you like to hunt, we know like 5, 6, 7 different nonprofits that take veterans out to hunt.
Yep.
Let's say that you like to do yoga. Whatever you like to do, whatever.
I just like to wear those pants.
Whatever encourages you to get through your day, your hobby or whatever, find a veteran charity that does something like that and give to that. That's what I always say, you know?
I like people that support. I like when people support the small local ones.
Yes.
You know, like you just talked about, like, what do they call them? Heroes Outdoors or Hometown Heroes Outdoors. The small ones, yes. Right. Those are the ones that really need the help.
Yeah, yeah. Look, nothing against...
Don't do it. Don't name them.
Okay. Nothing against some of these nonprofits that have commercials on the TV. But, look, if they have a commercial on the TV, chances are they don't need your money.
You know what? That's what we need to do. We need to find some celebrity that's got to do community service.
Yeah.
Like got a DUI or something like that. And has to do like 20 hours of community service and get them on here. Hi, I'm Bill Cosby. And
We need to email our challenge.
How do you, you know, if you're a parole officer
and you
have a celebrity, call into the show. We need one of those celebrities to be like, hi. Right. I support the Military Broadcast Radio for $17 a day.
Or maybe we can reach out to Tiger King. You know, maybe,
dude, that's a great idea.
Yes.
Like the real one.
Would
we rather have Carol Baskins on?
Definitely.
Would we? I didn't get to watch the show. We've had the Tiger King on the show twice, and I've never seen the show. What's the matter, boss? What's the matter, Brandon?
I was debating between Carol Baskins and the Tiger King.
Who would you rather have? If you could have any celebrity endorse Military Broadcast Radio, who would it be?
Yes, listeners, come on. We'll tell you.
Who would it be?
I want to bring Baskins on to interrogate her about the murder of the Tiger King or of her old
husband.
What about
her ex-husband who got eaten?
I don't want her as a spokesman. I want to grill her.
I want to hear from the fellas. Call us up. Let us know.
Text in. Let us know.
Who do you want to hear?
Henry Ruggs.
If you could pick any celebrity to endorse MBR, who would it be?
Dwayne Johnson.
Who?
Dwayne Johnson.
Ooh, that's a good answer.
Rock, that's
what does it
best,
say?
That's the best.
Napoleon Dynamite. That's
Tony
an excellent
Hawk.
Answer.
Tony
Tina,
Hawk.
Come get your food, you fat lard. God, that would be awesome. Wow, really? I'm getting the hook again? This is the problem. This is why we need a light.
That's why I got fired.
I am first.
My name is Harrison Swift. I'm the CEO and founder of the Northern Colorado Veterans Resource Center, and you are listening to the H-Train Show.
Get your phones ready. The H-Train Show wants to hear from you at 720-619-0627. Best caller text of the night wins a prize from the H-Train Show at 720-619-0627. MBR and the H-Train Show, giving veterans a voice.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there on the VA. We got a special guest. We're going to hit that interview of the meat button before we bring him on. Hit it. No, I got this.
Today's interview of the week is brought to you by Colorado Moto Service. We make motorcycles happy, and they tend to make their owners even happier.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us is Ted Andre, and I keep getting this wrong. It's the films. Let us know I looked at you earlier and you had no.
I like watching this happen. Ted, first of all, thank you for being a part of the show.
Thank you so much.
What is the name of your film company?
It's a pleasure to be here.
What is the name of your film company?
Well, there's Blue Blood Films and Black Market Entertainment. Those are the two.
Okay, that's why I was
You were right there, dude. You were so close.
I was getting confused. Okay. All right. So, because I have a hard time comprehending. I'm sure some other people are like me, have TBI. Tell us a little bit about how this production came, because you're getting ready to do a documentary or a movie on a veteran.
Well, this is Chasing Shadows is going to be a feature film inspired by true events, of course. And first, I have to give a big shout out to Fred Burton. And Fred Burton is key in this whole operation because he, of course, wrote the best-selling book called Chasing Shadows. And the way that this came about is my father was in a group called MACV-SOG.
Mm-hmm.
And they took care of getting our POWs out in Vietnam and a number of sort of highly classified operations. And I got used to the fact growing up, you really can't ask him what he did. And so you get used to that from a very young age, and you know there's something going on, it's very high level, and little details would be gradually revealed. And one of his last requests during our last conversation was, just prior to his passing, look into and see if you can help connect the dots on the case of who killed my buddy Joe Along. And so I thought, okay, well, this is really interesting. He gave me some key pieces of intel, and my nature is storytelling. So beginning in a music business, you've got a 3.5 to 4 minute story. In episodic TV, you've got a 60 minute story. In films, you've got a 90 minute story, but it's always about finding that story. So I began to do some research on the case and discovered that, number one, the intel my father had given me was directly sort of divergent from what a guy called Carlos the Jackal sold to the New York Times. So that story was wildly different from the information I heard. And as I started to dig into the case, I discovered Chasing Shadows, which was Fred Burton's book about the matter, which went into the case in great detail, the history of the case, the backstory, and the whole thing. So I connected with Fred on social media, shared the information and the intel I had from my father, and we've kind of put our heads together over the last year and connected more dots on this unsolved case. And based on the handwritten journals my father kept during his intel days, we begin to put more context to everything. It's been a fascinating experience, by the way.
How long has this been going on for, Ted?
Well, Fred and I connected roughly a year ago. And this was, again, after doing some digging, doing some research, talking with my friends. You know, I have some friends who are in, you know, military and law enforcement and these types of disciplines. And like, what's the best way to approach this? And Fred was so collegial in his demeanor that we were able to then put our heads together. And also we got a gentleman, a friend of his called Ed Golian out of Maryland, retired detective. So we started to really kind of dig in. And again, through the journals my father kept, and in certain cases, decoding some of that. And Colonel Alon's mentioned in there several times, along with his wife. There's some various alphanumeric codes and this sort of thing. So we've been kind of putting that together and now want to tell that story with an additional twist of how Dad's component weaves into this, and also how I saw elements of this as I made my way in the film and music business. And the thing about it, and I can speak to, you know, you guys will probably understand this as will your audience, but being raised in a military household, is brilliant because you get a true sense of discipline and you understand that you can apply this to any number of different areas you might find yourself in terms of a profession. So I applied this military discipline to both music and film industry to great effect because I was able to really navigate those businesses with a very kind of a pragmatic approach and a kind of like my dad's sense of never giving up and working as hard as you possibly can.
I can imagine. So I can absolutely. And when it comes to military kids, yeah, not mine, man. they didn't get that. I'm not sure what it is. I must have dropped the ball somewhere. The book Chasing Shadows, did I have that right? By
yes.
Fred Burton.
Mm-hmm.
When did that book come out?
That book, I believe, was 2011. So, and the case was reopened again based on the testimony that Carlos the Jackal sold. So Fred, and I would, again, just kind of put that out there as a recommendation, should definitely get him on the show as kind of a follow-up to give you the real, you know, the real in-depth details on that. But what's interesting about this case is it happened in his neighborhood and it put him on his path to law enforcement and military by seeing those events unfold and kind of putting the effort into that. So it's, you know, brought him as far as we are today with a number of great books. And it's propelled me based on my father's piece. And now together we're pooling our resources and bringing it into the current day as well with some threads that intertwine with the music business and the film industry as well. Kind of a Road to Perdition wow. sort of take if you're familiar with that movie.
Absolutely. Yeah. 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 Is the Department of Defense involved at all?
Perhaps tangentially, it could be by virtue of Fred's contacts. I don't know the extent of how many of those folks have been sort of, you know, engaged. They're certainly in the course of digging up information. I'm sure there are resources to a degree. And so I think that one of the benefits, too, of doing these interviews, we've done several over the last few months. There's been a number of interviews. We typically do them together. And this can hopefully shake loose a few more folks who may have additional information that can come forward. And we can, you know, put even more of the dots together. But we have learned that it does sort of tie back to the Munich massacre, which is fascinating as well.
Do you have a projection as to when the film will be released?
Well, we're in the development stage right now. And for those who may not be familiar with that process, you have your idea, you have the inception of everything, and then you want to bring on the right collegial sort of partners in that space to help move the needle. So we've got a great agency. It's being run through APA. We've got some people on board that are helping to kind of put things together. And the next step will be to bring on board a really good, you know, someone who could facilitate the screenplay based on the book. And then we're going to kind of take it from there. So we want to make sure we do this methodically with exactly the right people who get it.
Very cool. I like it a lot. We here on the show, we have all kinds of different people on the show. Filmmakers, artists, musicians, writers, stuff like that. We've had a group on called Dead Reckoning Collective, and what they do is they help veterans get their books published, things yeah. like that. And one of the things we talk about on the show as often as we remember to is in the military or in the Army in particular, each of us keeps a small green notebook, and we keep it in our cargo pocket, and that's where we take notes on everything that we're doing and operations and things like that. Brandon's looking around and goes, I don't have one of those
what?
Green books. Yeah,
I don't
have one.
Before
well, you time. Should have one of those hey. Green books. And yeah, those books, folks, if you're listening, many years from now, you're going to crack open those books, and that's several years of your life into that book. Ted talked about how his dad kept his notebooks and the journals that he kept and whatnot. Whether you realize it or not, those things are going to be powerful for you in your life later. So make sure that you keep a hand of those. Don't, like a couple of our listeners have pointed out, don't throw those notebooks away. Those are going to be important later. And someday it may turn into, you know, Chasing Shadows.
I still have the diary of basic training.
Really?
Like I did a diary of, because it was crazy when I first joined the military and I was asking people about, you know, What do you do in basic? Like, nobody gave me.
Nobody wants to tell you.
Nobody gave me, like, the true answer, you know? So I'm like, okay. So every single night, I mean, it was hard sometimes every single night. But every single night, I would, like, write two or three sentences.
And you're going
to
be.
How the day is. Yeah.
Hand it to him when one day it'll be a movie.
That's a
really boring movie.
That'd be a boring movie.
but a movie nonetheless. Yeah, I was kind of. You know, well, let's be honest. I was stalking you on the gram today. And, yeah, you've had quite the storied career. I mean, everything from musician to filmmaker to all stuff like that. And like we talked about, veterans and those notebooks and whatnot. If a veteran was interested in going a similar direction, I realize you have a very specific direction that you're going with this. wanted to go in a similar direction with something like that. Hey, you know, I've got all these notebooks from my time in Iraq, Afghanistan, or Vietnam, whatever it may be. How do they approach something like this? How do they get something like this ball rolling?
Well, I think it's a combination of a couple things. Number one, the books are, they always say, talk about what you know. And so I kind of defer to that. So in terms of the content that I typically do, it's experiences I'm aware of. So be it in this particular case, the lessons I've learned growing up and what I've seen from my father's work in the military, or it could be, you know, in the music business, I'm doing a project now with an Alice Cooper project based on when Shep Gordon, their manager, relocated them to a 50-room mob-owned mansion in Greenwich to live and record Billion Dollar Babies that was built by Clyde Fitch and was haunted by his ghost, allegedly. So this is all also based on true events. So the thing is, find what you really, really know and are you really passionate about, figure out the through line, and then engage good partners, because it's never a one-man operation, as you guys know from what's required to make things happen in the military. It's the same thing. You want to have a good team, find like-minded individuals, and there's a lot of resources too. If you know, online, you can bond with folks like the way Fred and I connected on Instagram. There's groups like Stage 32 out there that are always looking to kind of connect folks on the storytelling aspect. And then talking to people, you know, you never know what might happen as a result of a conversation, over a beer. That's how a lot of these things have begun.
The networking kind of thing. Exactly. You're exactly right. What else you got, man? Hi, how you doing? We got a radio show going on. May have heard of it. H-Train show.
Yeah,
really bad radio show.
Yeah, I had a brain fart.
That was awesome, dude. That was excellent.
Well, you know, at least I'm not doing the funky chicken, you know. So, Ted, tell us what, as NBR, what can we do to help you progress in this project?
Well, first, I wanted to ask you guys, are you affiliated at all with AFN? Is it part of that collective thing at all?
No, not yet.
We avoid that, things like that. Nope.
Okay.
Are you?
No, but what I recall is when we were stationed in Germany, I remember listening to AFN to just kind of get a connection with the States. So that's where I would find my music.
They don't do the AFN radio so much. They do more of the AFN like reruns, videos of like WWE wrestling and football games and stuff like that. They don't do the radio. I've been trying to chip at that wall for a while.
They're looking for quality shows, not like this.
Well, I just remember the Armed Forces Network, that we get the voice of Casey Kasem and Rick Dees. Of course, I know Rick's son, Kevin. He's a good dude as well. So that was our kind of connection to the States.
This is why you must have had to have been while you were in Europe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because we listened to AFN when I was in Europe as well. So, yeah, it's kind of amazing. I liked Armed Forces Radio. I had a good time with it. Actually, that's how I heard about September 11th. I was listening to Armed Forces Radio at the time.
Oh, really?
Yep, that's kind of crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Ted, like I said, what else can we do to support this project, and what can our listeners do to support this?
Well, certainly one of the interesting things that Fred has seen in doing his various book lectures is occasionally someone will come out of the audience, and in fact, one case, a woman remembers the events that, you know, of Joel Ahn's death. So this may prompt people to remember some details from that time frame, or may know someone who knows something about it. So the more grounded actual details we can get from people who may know this, that's, of course, awesome. And as we start to progress with the show, as we get more partners engaged, as we make progress on the film side, I'll certainly keep you gentlemen in the loop, and you know, helping to get the word out to the listeners is always a great thing. Just building awareness, because building awareness builds perception, which builds, you know, an interest in the content as well. And I think the story that we're telling is certainly, you know, how do you make this stuff up? How does a musician / filmmaker who auditioned for Ozzy Osbourne team up with a best-selling author, former DSS agent, and shed light on the unsolved murder of an Israeli diplomat? That's the actual logline of what we're doing here. So it's this type of thing that we want to kind of get the word out about and then generate that interest, which will then hopefully be an informative thing for people as well.
Well, we are an internet-based radio program, so there's the very real possibility. We're broadcast all over the world, and people can listen from anywhere. So there's a very real possibility. So and there's more than – we've got at least 7 listeners worldwide right now. So, yeah.
And we haven't even looked on Syntovacast.
All right. Ted, we're going to push a button real quick. Hold on one second.
All right.
Today's Time to Shine is brought to you by Law Offices of Diane Sawaya. Smart. Aggressive. compassionate. It's more than a slogan. It's our mission.
This is dance,
the time
intern.
To shine, baby. It's the time to shine.
So our intern is actually a part of a boy band, and that was him singing. He's got a dance that goes with it and everything. It's awful. It's part of his internship.
Hey, look at him. He kind of looks like Daughtry. He can pass for it.
Don't show him.
Look, we don't want to see the interns over here.
Hey, sitting back there with his mic, like he's doing karaoke or something.
Karaoke.
Ted,
where are you guys based out of?
Denver, Colorado.
We're Colorado.
Oh, nice. Okay.
It is. It's God's country. We love it here.
Exactly.
People like Brandon, not so much, but, you know, everybody else likes it. Ted, this is your time to shine. We may have skipped over a question. We may have glossed over a point that you wanted to spend some more time on. We may have completely skipped over something. Take the next 2 minutes and talk about whatever you want to the veteran community. Talk about Blue Blood Films and anything else you want to talk about for the next 2 minutes. The floor is yours.
Fantastic. I would say the one thing is always pursue your dreams. I know that may sound like a cliche, but if you go after that which you're really passionate about, I think ultimately you can find that success. And that combined with the sense of discipline that you get in the military, to me, is a winning combination. And, you know, certainly has proven very beneficial over the years. I would also add that I've been fortunate enough to work with some great people along my journey personally. So to share some of those, to your point earlier about what can you do to further the idea, I was blessed enough to meet two very good friends of mine who run a group called Dossier Films, Ben and Catherine Perry. Ben Perry is also the co-creator of the UFC. His wife is a co-founder of a company called Herbalife, and they have been like a second set of parents for many, many years and great mentors. So as these people come into your circle, you can certainly learn from these relationships and build further relationships from that, which then can help to put the pieces together for the various projects, in fact, that I'm talking about now. Shout out to my manager as well, Rob Heller, terrific guy. He's been in the industry for many, many years. He still manages Smokey Robinson and Neil Sedaka, and I'm the unknown that he manages. So he's been a terrific mentor as well. And so as you start to go down these various paths, in my case, creative, you develop these collegial relationships that then build and build and exponentially then bring the people around that can kind of help to facilitate these things. So I would say be very open to these collaborations. And a lot of things can happen organically. It doesn't have to be a forced process. When you find yourself around like-minded people and you find this common ground, then that tends to you know, really bring these things to fruition. And I have also found that, as odd as it sounds, music is a common thread. And so if you've got that common bond with someone on a musical level, it tends to bring a lot of things together. I remember Henry Rollins famously gave one of his stand-up talks. And he was talking about the Ramones t-shirt factor. So he said, two guys in opposing foxholes, if they both jump up to shoot each other, but they see they've got a Ramones t-shirt on, one guy will say to the other, wait, you like the Ramones? You like the Ramones? Why are we shooting each other? So there's a lot of common ground that can be found in unexpected ways. Music happens to be one for me that's just in my DNA. So that's a big part of it.
Any guest that ever quotes Henry Rollins on anything is welcome on this show at any point, at any time. The phone lines are always open. You can call any time. You're probably
let me
the
tell
first
you what my
guest.
My very first email signature line was for years, no such thing as spare time, no such thing as free time, no such thing as downtime. All you've got is lifetime. That was my first email signature where email first started. So that was Rollins too. I've read all of his books. I've got two signed copies of Get in the Van. That's how crazy I am.
The highlight of my life is an email exchange I had that went out about 3 days with Henry Rollins. It was
no kidding.
It was outstanding. We had an argument and we disagreed on almost every point, but it was awesome to get the chance to talk to him. So yeah, I know exactly where you're going with it. I love it, man. Welcome That's to the brilliant. Show anytime. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking with Ted Andre with Blue Blood Films. Am I saying your last name correctly?
Yes, Ted Andre, Blue Blood Films, and Black Market Entertainment. Those are the two production entities.
He's been a part of the H-Train show. Thank you so much for talking about your movie, upcoming show, Chasing Shadows, with Fred Burton. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So please look up the book. Give the book a read, ladies and gentlemen, and you'll be ready for the film when it comes out. Thanks a lot for being a part of the H-Train show. We really appreciate you taking the time out tonight.
And I'll talk to you more offline.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, instead of going on a music break, we got a lot to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. It's Alley time.
What is this?
I'm only going to say this one time, so listen up. I'm here to educate. I'm here to educate you guys because I didn't have any help when I got out of the service.
A VSO is a Veteran Service Officers. And what we do is we help you file claims. We help you with your education benefits. We help you with your dependent stuff. Everything related to service and what you need to be successful during your transition, that's what a VSO does.
Dear Alley is sponsored by Gertie Enterprises.
You guys did it. You got rid of the please welcome to the stage?
Oh, yes.
I love you guys.
Man, all the money I pay you, that's the intro, I guess.
You know what? We talked about it offline. We're going to double your salary.
Yay.
What are you wearing?
So I had an awesome guest come and give a Veterans Day speech. And he brought me
a Boston Scally cap.
Yes!
Look at you.
I've never had one in my life, and I love this thing. And I just, whatever. I mean, I look like a little boy, but I don't care.
So do I. I get
so
it.
So listen, the things I can hear myself.
Whoa.
I didn't do it.
What happened?
Oh, no!
It's all right. It's all right. It's okay. It's all right. Well,
am I okay? I'm okay.
I don't know what
are
happened.
Are we
back?
No.
Nope.
You see us?
I don't.
It's all right. It's all right. Well,
nope. Bye.
You hear me?
We'll be there eventually.
Anything you guys are saying.
Oh, wait. Okay. Let me add us to stream. Okay.
It's
there we
okay.
go. Now we're
there
in the stream, too.
Right.
There we go.
Oh, my God.
Dude, am I running the show by myself?
I was about to kill the intern.
Alan, we have no idea what happened.
I don't know. Listen.
I was going to blame the intern. We were going to sacrifice him to the radio gods.
Yes,
no, I don't think he was the intern. That was
that's kind of crazy the way you're on opposite sides.
It is kind of cool, though. I like that.
She was here first, and we joined her show.
You're going to try to tell us your
drinking. Welcome to the Alley show.
There you go. We all know who. Who
so,
we're
oh,
here
no.
For.
I hate you, Reed.
How are you feeling?
I'm good.
That's awesome. I love our listeners.
You know what? Maybe I do need my own show. Who do I talk to?
I'm telling you, Allie. Well, I'll talk to you this week. We'll get that thing set up for you.
Yeah, you said if I could hear myself, I'm good to go. So I was like testing. Okay, I can hear myself, and then I logged in earlier, and I'm like, I hear nothing.
That's
so
okay. We'll work on it. Don't worry about it.
We
usually turn his off during the show.
Hey, how was everybody's Veterans Day?
Mine was outstanding.
Mine
how was
yours? Awesome.
Yeah, mine was great, except you can hear that I'm still wicked sick, and I was the worst hostess ever.
That was the most Massachusetts thing I've ever heard. I'm wicked sick.
See, you know, oh, and I didn't know. I'm sitting here at the hotel, and, like, I didn't get to meet the family until, like, later on. Like, I didn't know if, like, okay, man, I don't really know this guy from Adam. I mean, I just know him from TikTok. I don't know if he's, like, crazy. So I didn't know if he was avoiding me or avoiding the house sick.
I didn't get out of bed until almost 11 o'clock that day you left. I was just so sick. And then my son is sick. He had a fever 102.7. My husband is down. It was, like, this whole week has just been just awful. Worst sinus infection.
You two need to start at the beginning. So 6 a.m., what do you call it? Veterans Day. Tell the story. You fly into Boston, and what happened?
Fly into Boston, and she takes me to
I couldn't find him.
This...
He's at the wrong door. I can't find him.
I was at the right door.
I said 106.
I told you it didn't go that high.
Fight nice, kids. Fight nice, or I'll send you to your rooms. So go ahead. You're at the airport.
So I get to the airport, and then
I stop in the middle of three lanes of traffic. I'm like, get in. We're gonna go do some shady.
Dang, I hit a man with a cane. And so then we went to a Marine birthday party.
Okay.
We did, the Marine, yep.
Yeah, and...
Where Joe ended up being the guest of honor, and...
At somebody else's birthday?
At somebody else's birthday,
I was an honorary Marine for 30 minutes.
That's like being the prettiest ballerina in Texas. No one cares.
He got a shirt. He got a bunch of pictures. We were like mini celebrities.
I heard he got a bottle of Fireball duct tape to his hand.
What?
Yeah.
That was later.
Okay.
Who told? They said nobody would tell. So we ate, we drank, we had some cake, and then it was freezing. So I dropped him back to the hotel. And then the next day, I picked him up bright and early with my daughter. And it was just getting ready for Veterans Day, and I was fighting the sinus infection, and I was
skipping
on. She was
a trooper, too. Like, you could tell. You could tell that
when somebody's dying.
That she's dying.
She had super AIDS.
But when you went into the room, no joke, she lit up the whole area. Everybody smiles and everything.
It was an auditorium. It wasn't a room. It was an auditorium.
Well, hallway.
I tend to light up a bathroom, so I get it.
But there's a photo of me like catwalking down the ramp to get to start the show, and I saw the photographer raise her camera, so I just posed like
start throwing gang signs. What's up, straight out of Foxborough, baby? You don't know.
So it was a great event. We had all the branches represented. Pat Patriot came out. The cheerleaders came out. The fire department, police department. It was just so many people. There was so much food. I got that bill today. It was double what I thought it was going to be. So I'm like,
it's only money. You'll make more.
I know that.
Alms for the poor.
I know that Patriot Pat came over and asked me if I wanted to get a picture with him and the cheerleaders. And I'm like, thank you, but I'm good.
Are you serious,
yeah.
dude? That is awesome.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Did you wear a Broncos jersey? You were in enemy territory.
I then took pictures of your daughter with him getting proposed.
Phenomenal photos. So Pat Patriot proposed to my daughter with a Super Bowl ring.
Right.
And the photos are beautiful. Like, they're just...
You know what they say.
Was it a Super Bowl 50 Super Bowl ring? No, it wasn't.
I don't know. I didn't get to see it, but I just saw it. It takes up like her whole finger. It was No, the photos came out awesome. She was like so happy. It was just a great day. But by the time I went home, I was just dog tired.
It was funny. Little Allie comes up to me and she's like, "Look, he proposed to me." And I'm like, "You know, that's the reason why everybody wants to be with a Patriots fan. They don't mind if you cheat on them or not." And she's
"Wow.
Oh,
yeah. Well done. Way to make your guests feel good."
I didn't hear that. Or I would have said, I did not hear that.
No, I loved your daughter to death.
My daughter Miranda, and she is
awesome.
Yeah, she's Spitfire. I love that girl dearly. And then after everything was said and done, we did a speaking engagement at a school. So it was a long day for you, Joel. Like, good on you. Like, you must have been exhausted.
I was. But guess what? I got my steps in.
Well, it's because we had to park on the other side of the opposite school and then walk all the way in because they put cones.
Was homeboy walking laps in your driveway?
Yeah, he was going back and forth in my driveway.
That's awesome. You're an inspiration.
It was such a good day. Everybody called and said, good job. And the guest speaker was wonderful. And he had his cards on the table. So they were like, taking pictures, and he had his jacket and. So kudos to me.
Yep.
Great job.
Putting it all together.
I got a picture of her in the Olympic jacket.
I haven't seen that yet. Can you send that to me?
I can. Once I get off the air, I'll send it.
Yeah.
And the craziest thing is like that there's only 38 of those jackets made.
Wow.
For the whole US team. So when I told you the value of it, if I would put it in a shadow box and auction it off today, you could get around $25,000 for that.
Or at least $1.50.
No. I talked to one of the memorabilia shops. They told me that if I put it in a shadow box and I signed it, they would give me $10,000 for it, and I'm like, really?
If only we knew a starving not-for-profit that could benefit from that.
Oh,
well, nothing comes to mind. But anyway.
It doesn't even fit anymore, Joel. You couldn't even zip it up. So.
Oh, really?
Did you see the little wiggle?
I did.
I didn't try to zip it up. I didn't try to zip it up.
You just made my night. Thank you, Allie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I do want to touch upon the
And
Gus saying that he really thoroughly enjoyed your company.
I liked Gus. He is a new friend of mine.
He's a what friend of yours?
He's a new friend of mine. I'm glad that I picked up a new friend.
Who the heck is Gus?
Gus is her husband.
Gus is my husband.
Oh. How would I know that?
Not my dog. Gus is my husband.
Who names their husband Gus?
His mom named him Gus.
We're going to talk to her.
Okay.
That soundbite and the firefighter soundbite.
They're all red. You should see their faces. He thoroughly enjoyed having you here. My son, too, like after we explained who you were, my son was like, oh, I didn't know that. If I would have known, I would have asked him questions. And I'm like, he's been answering questions all day.
I thought your son was pissed at me because he was saying that he thought, you know, he got the big thing. And I looked at him and I'm like, well, you know, that the way to find out is we can do the chip challenge. He got really quiet after I said that.
The one chip challenge? The patchy yes. one chip challenge?
He did the one chip challenge. Him and Gus did it, and they
ate
it. Oh,
God. So, yeah. That's horrible. Have you done it?
I took a little piece, no. And I said, you guys are stupid. I'm not doing
it. Yeah. Don't do it. I did it on a different podcast, and it was so bad, they didn't air the podcast.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, it was horrific.
I couldn't breathe.
It
hurt. So
grown men crying like school children.
But I don't think it will hurt you if you lose your taste. If you lose your taste.
Yeah, so let's go to the COVID ward.
It'll hurt you the next day, though.
Yeah, let's go to the COVID ward and pass these things out.
I have no taste now. My sinuses are so clogged that I have no taste now.
You're on this show. You don't have any taste.
Wow. Fair.
Wow.
And I can still taste spicy. I just can't taste the flavor. So you can still taste spicy.
Does you got the Ronas?
No, it's a sinus infection.
All right.
Yeah. I'm just not going to get tested. So the answer is no. Don't know.
There's a lot of that one going around.
I'm sorry. I have to apologize. I find it to be a bummer that you have to work so hard on your Veterans Day because it's supposed to be your day to kind of kick your feet up.
Yeah. No, I was exhausted. I will probably never have another Veterans Day off. So, I mean, but it was worth it. Like, it was almost a full crowd. Like, there was just a couple open spaces left. The Army band was fantastic. They were so good.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, they were great. We had an Army fiancé.
It was like a concert.
Yeah, they did. And it was just, it was such a good show, you guys. And thank God, because I didn't sleep for like a week leading up to it. And then so in January, I'll start planning Memorial Day. And so, but everybody's sinus infection.
Well,
yeah.
Judging, looking at Bill right now, he might be dead by then. So we could probably send him your way.
Hey, it melted my heart when after the event, your daughter came up to you and started crying because the whole event moved her.
Yeah,
and, you know what you're doing for Veterans Alley. You're very humble, but you're changing a lot of people's lives, and that's one of the reasons why you have you on your show is so that we can help you.
Didn't you meet somebody on Saturday that asked you like, "Hey, how do I listen to the show?" The old dude that was at the car show. It was like, hey, I heard the show. How do I get a hold of Allie? Blah, blah, blah. We're like,
I told
we don't
him,
know. We don't talk to her.
I know. No, I told him to tune in and whatever questions he has.
So old crusty dude walks up to him at the car show while the car show's going on. This is Saturday, so because he worked all weekend, and was asking how to get a hold of you because he had heard the show and he needed your help. So how can people reach out to you, or can you put them in touch with other VSOs that are closer to home?
Absolutely. So I'm not taking any new appointments right now, but if you want to find a VSO in your area, all you literally have to Google is Veteran Service Officer or Veteran Services in whatever state. So like Rhode Island Veteran Services, Colorado Veteran Services, Utah Veteran Services, and you're going to get a long list. Find the county that you reside in and then start making phone calls. Can I send you my record so you can do my VDD? I'll give you a Broncos jersey.
Oh,
no. No. But you know what? So I just got a phone call before I came on the air. I got a phone call from a veteran in Puerto Rico. And he was like, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm like, new phone, who this? Like,
yeah, exactly, yeah.
Right? And I'm
está
like,
bien, es no muy bueno. ¿Dónde están los pantalones?
I'm like, he's like, Allie, it's, you know, whoever. And I said, oh, hey, how you are? He's like, man, I can't thank you enough. You got me from 0 to 60. Because of that, I can take care of my mom, who's terminally ill. He's like, so I'm like, he is just so, so thankful. He's like, you know, if you want to go to Puerto Rico, the house is yours, like whatever you need. And I'm like, I don't need anything. Like, this is why I do this, you guys. Like,
can I ask you
you're
a question?
Welcome.
Can I ask you a question from one of our listeners who is listening right now?
Yeah.
So he is at 80% of his disability.
Okay.
He has recently been diagnosed with sleep apnea. And the VA gave him his, what's that thing called? The machine?
CPAP
machine. CPAP. The VA, does he need to refile to potentially get his disability increased?
So just because the VA diagnosed it does not mean that it is service connected.
Oh.
With sleep apnea, it is super, super difficult to get it connected after you leave the service. You really, really need that in-service diagnosis of sleep apnea with the machine to get it service connected.
Okay.
So VA healthcare and VA compensation are two totally different things. The VA healthcare, that's your primary care physician. They are there for your health. They are there to take care of you. It has nothing to do with the compensation side. So should he file? Well, whenever you file a claim, a new claim, or you want to increase the claim, the VA can propose a reduction, especially if he hasn't been keeping up. Like, let's say he's rated 50% for migraines and like 10% for knees. If he hasn't been treated for his migraines, if he hasn't seen a neurologist, or if he hasn't been going to physical therapy for his knees, the VA is going to say, well, you seem to be doing okay. And they will propose a reduction. So 80%, that's very good. I hope he adds his dependents. If there's a spouse and some children, add them. But I'm not here to tell you how to live your life. I'm just letting you know that sleep apnea after you get out of service is very, very difficult to get compensated.
Well, he just heard you. Allie, thank you for being a part of the show this week. We really appreciate
you
coming on. Thank you so much. And thank you for carrying the dead weight over here. We really appreciate it.
My back hurts.
Ow! I love this. I love our new sounds, our new intros. This is awesome.
The whole screen is different. This is different. Like, I thought I was texting, like, you guys, but I wasn't. I was texting the whole world, so I had to.
Yeah, that was the mic thing went out on every channel.
Like, hey, mother truckers. Like, a whole bunch of words. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Until the next time, call me if you need me.
I'll call you this
really.
Week.
Call me, okay. Bye.
Later, gangsta.
All right. Well, that was awesome with Allie. It's great to catch up with her. And it's also great when veterans tune in and they can ask questions regarding benefits to the source. I mean, that's not a barracks lawyer. It's literally a VSO. You take advantage of it. Listeners, viewers, take advantage of it. Look, if you don't want to listen to the whole show, she is always on at 9:25 Eastern Standard Time. So if you just
what time is that in Colorado time?
That is
Houston. We have a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
She comes on at 7:20 Colorado time.
So, okay, there you go.
So 9:20 Eastern.
Okay, there you go. So just so everybody knows, take advantage of it. Take advantage of it. Because I guarantee if you call the VA and ask them questions, they're not going to be as thorough as Allie's going to be. So with that being said, we have one comment on there.
We have a lot of comments on here.
Okay.
She needs a bigger segment. Can you just replace Rob or Pipes?
Hey!
I highly recommend it. Highly recommend it.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's that time for Tribute to Troops and... give special credit. This is EJ's first time doing Tribute to the Troops, and I thought he did pretty good.
Oh, cool. Can't wait to hear it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Tribute to the Troops.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Colin Luther Powell was born in 1937 in New York City to Jamaican immigrant parents. He was educated in New York City public schools and received a Bachelor of Science from City College of New York. While at City College, Paul participated in ROTC and was commissioned as a reserve officer in the United States Army upon graduation. Paul served two tours in Vietnam in the 1960s. He landed in South Vietnam on Christmas Day in 1962 as a captain, and he served as an advisor. His tour was cut short when he stepped on a punji stick while on patrol. His second tour was as a major in 1968 as the Assistant Operations Chief of Staff for the 23rd Infantry Division. Paul was awarded the Soldier's Medal for Bravery when he, as a survivor, rescued three persons from a burning helicopter. Powell was assigned to investigate the My Lai Massacre. His report did not corroborate the claims made by a soldier, and he was accused of whitewashing the incident. Powell continued to rise through the ranks to reach the rank of general in April of 1989. His last military assignment was as Joint Chief of Staff in the George H.W. Bush administration. He presided over Operations Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and Operation Gothic Serpent in Somalia. He continued for a short term as JCS for President Clinton, but after internal conflicts, he retired in the end of 1993. As a retiree, he formed a charity, had presidential ambitions, and was a Secretary of State in the George W. Bush administration from 2001 to 2005. Paul died on October 18, 2001, at Walter Reed Hospital, where he was being treated for cancer. He was survived by his wife, Alma, and his son and two daughters.
My name is Wendy, and I am the founder of Operation Revamp, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
All right.
That's awesome.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the show that highlights all the non-premise programs out there beyond the FDA. You're listening to the H-Train Show. If you missed it, don't worry. We kept the podcast. We're all over the place. YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, and even on Facebook, our podcast will be posted after the show today. We've had an interesting show. We've talked to Warrior Wishes. We've talked to Blue Bloods Media.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked to Allie. We did a brand new tribute. And what I like about the tribute is, you know, EJ has been a DJ with us for a long period of time. He used to do the 80s show.
Mm-hmm.
Not doing the 80s show anymore because, you know.
I think he ran out of music.
I think just with, like, work and life and stuff, it's just pretty hectic. So for us to be able to give him, like, small things.
There's only so many Debbie Gibson albums you can play.
Maybe that's what we'll do for music next week, like the first songs on MTV. Like MTV originals for the music trend.
Wasn't
next
that
week.
Well, as you can video see, killed the
EJ,
radio star?
I was trying to give you props, but these guys derailed it. So no,
thank you,
right.
EJ,
no
thank
way.
You.
We love the '80s. Come on, you got us focused.
We love the '80s. That was a whole TV show, man.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, this is you guys focused right now.
Yeah, exactly. This is ADD medication not working. Literally.
So no. I'm really proud of EJ for getting the tribute to the troops done.
We've got a hell of a staff around
hours.
Here. There's a lot of great people
there
doing
really
good things.
There really is.
Midnight's
I'm a little
moon.
Worried he has my number now, and I'm afraid I messed a few things up tonight, and I'm going to get an angry text or call from him tomorrow when he tries cutting
who?
Up the podcast. EJ?
Oh.
When we used to give away a T-shirt when Swiss was sitting in your chair, we used to give a T-shirt away if somebody could give us the correct number of mess-ups in the show.
Cool.
And
Reed's got me up
like
at like 40
game.
Tonight.
He's probably got 10 T-shirts at this point. So we send him ones that are the wrong size, so he'll stop
good
calling us.
Little female cuts.
Yeah,
he's kind of.
Do we have enough time to play a game to give away a shirt, or probably not?
Probably
not really.
Not. No.
We did just find the sound effects, though. If you want to guess one,
okay. All right. Okay.
I want
so
to hear this
we
one.
Need a caller.
Well, we know what's going to happen now.
We need a caller. Call
in it.
The number is
720-619-0627.
Give me a caller to win a shirt. All you have to do is guess the sound.
Let's make the intern guess.
You know, that's a good idea.
I'm full of good ideas.
In fact, check this out. We're going to be doing a fundraiser here soon. And it's probably going to be Johnny and Mike.
I like that he's trying to peek over Pipe's shoulder.
I don't have a headset, so it'll be really hard to guess.
Even better.
Oh, hold on, hold on. We're doing the Christmas baskets for the VA patient inpatient program this year. We're doing that again. We just got the email. So what I'm doing is our goal, we're going to try to raise about $600. If we can raise the $600 by December 21st, then you're going to pay to see me and Johnny Mike do dad jokes with the dog collar challenge on it. So every time we...
There we go, baby.
Every time we lose...
Let's make sure.
And we'll give Rob the button to shock him.
I get both buttons.
Oh, yeah.
Both buttons.
So we're going to be trying to start that campaign here pretty soon. But I'm really excited. I got that email. I shared that with you.
I'm going to hook those dog collars up to a car battery.
She's a jerk.
Yes.
We did it one time. He won't do it ever again. You know,
I can't imagine why.
It's so weird, isn't it?
I don't know. You'll never get me to do it, period.
Yeah. The Vietnamese did it to our soldiers for years.
Well, like I said, why did you put the screen like that?
Because I didn't want anyone to be able to see the sound I pulled up.
Oh, okay.
Are we playing Guess the Bird again?
Got it. Eh. All right. Guess the Bird.
I was going to ask if you and Willie there did your homework.
Heck yes, we did.
What homework? There was homework. You didn't watch the Clone Wars.
I didn't know we had an assignment.
Season 2.
Oh.
The last three
episodes.
I didn't
understand the assignment.
What I watched something Star Wars just recently, but that wasn't it. But okay. I know I did not watch season 2 of Clone Wars.
You didn't know the assignment.
I didn't. I should write that on TikTok.
Last three episodes of season 2. It's a Boba Fett's in it when he's young, trying to kill Mace Windu.
Oh, really?
And, like, the Clone Wars, sometimes there'll be, like, five episodes that, like, make up one, like, war, like, one thing. Mm-hmm. So they're almost like mini movies put together.
So, you and I have had this conversation before. Herein lies the rub. If my wife walks in while I'm watching a cartoon, I get a lot of flack.
Is she a Star Wars fan?
She's not.
Oh, she won't. Okay,
she tolerates my Star Wars addiction.
Yeah, this one will be tough for her to get into.
Yeah. Oh, no, she doesn't watch it at all. I do this. Yeah. Dude, she's on call all the time. I wait till she gets called into the hospital, and then I go downstairs and turn the TV on.
And then the next three you're going to watch is about Ahsoka and, like, well, Ahsoka, Obi-Wan, and Anakin all go and, like, meet the three elders of the Force.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the daughter's the light side, the son's the dark side, and the father keeps them in check.
So are you excited about, what are you looking forward to more?
Kenobi, Book of Boba Fett.
Kenobi, Boba Fett, or what's the other one coming out? Ahsoka?
Ahsoka hasn't even started filming yet. So Book of Boba is a good one coming. And then, like, the Andals is coming, but Kathleen Kennedy's on that one. So it's going to be a mess. They just shelved both movies they had coming out. They got to get Kathleen Kennedy out there. Someone's messing this stuff up.
I'm super excited about Kenobi.
Okay.
I'm really
That could be
to
good.
Kenobi. Yeah. There's a lot of it. And some of the trailers and the highlights I've seen, it looks super badass.
Have you heard about the
I feel like
of Boba Fett, though?
I have. I feel like we're taking over the radio show right now.
Nerd alert.
It's going to be kicking
you
in the face.
Keep talking. We just lose listeners.
Listeners?
Come on now.
Are you kidding? We just gained 10 listeners as soon as I said the word Kenobi.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't.
All right. I got one for you, Joel. Guess this sound.
Okay.
Oh, I know that sound. That's me in the bathroom.
Sounds like Chewbacca.
He got it. Oh, man. It's a Wookiee bird.
And we're still talking Star Wars.
Yeah, you brought it up that time.
What? No, that's what it sounded like.
Are we still doing this one?
Yeah, hit it. Just faded out at the end.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the 2-minute warning. 2-minute warning. What we learned today.
Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado.
What was that little
seizure? It doesn't fade out that quickly.
What was that little standing seizure activity right? we just witnessed?
Oh, I was doing like, you know, the Batista. You know how it, you know, kind of thing?
I thought he was going for the belt there. No whoever.
I thought he was getting
discount double check.
I thought he was getting ready to get us thrown off of Facebook is what I thought.
No, but, no, Batista does that, you know.
Who?
Batista, you know.
Who?
Cool story, bro.
What Star Wars episode is he on?
Dude, oh, WWE wrestling. You don't know who Batista is? Seriously?
That stuff is so fake.
It doesn't matter.
not like Star Wars.
It doesn't matter. It's got more viewers than we do. It's like I said.
Again, prettiest ballerina in Texas. Doesn't mean anything.
What did you learn, Rob?
What did I learn? I learned that you make really good wings.
Thank you, sir.
I learned it 2 weeks in a row, actually. They are really good. Thanks, man. I appreciate
Thank
you making
you.
Dinner like that.
Yeah. Willie, what did you learn?
I learned that H will throw his brother under the bus.
Yeah, no kidding, dude.
Indirectly, but still.
With the sound of a bus backing up. Beep, beep.
Technically, my brother works at the fire station, but he's like ambulance, so he's not really a firefighter. So he's not one of the ugly people that I was talking
works
about.
In the firehouse.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
in the firehouse.
Yeah, exactly. We're on the same page there, Bill.
Pipes, what did you learn?
I don't know. I forgot already.
How do you forget? Then you didn't learn it.
I really didn't. Maybe I was really happy about riding in a fire truck. I did not. Maybe I should apply for the fire department.
You should have seen your
really,
face, man. You did look
right?
like a 4-year-old.
Oh,
you really did.
So happy.
You should. You
yeah.
absolutely should.
Right?
You would make an excellent firefighter.
Well, thank you.
I'm not making fun of you.
Mm-hmm. You would. I think anything that you do, actually, I think
I was always a Ghostbusters fan, too, so I'm going to think of like Bakeman waking up, running for the pole like this. And
I love that. So I went on a ride along with New York City.
Kind of going the other direction, but okay. You know, we're talking about real life, and you're talking about Halloween costumes.
What about the intern? We should ask him what he learned.
What did you learn today, Johnny?
I hope he learned something.
I learned that we got a couple of nerds in here when it comes to the Star Wars stuff. It felt like you guys were
speaking
a damn second language.
A couple?
Three nerds.
Wait till we start the Star Wars show on NBR.
It's like a second language.
I'm ready for
speak Klingon?
I'm waiting for the TikTok video of his wife doing... This is how you know your husband isn't cheating on me. And watch him watch all the Star Wars. 100%.
She has no fears there.
It's funny
There's
he
no
says
concerns.
That, yet Johnny Mikes and I were in here talking Call of Duty for about 45 minutes this morning. This afternoon.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we ran a little late. This might be what EJ gets me though.
That's the show for today, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with an all-new show. Remember, you can listen us again and again. Podcast, this radio show is available right after we go off the air tonight. And remember, we're here for you, not for us, giving our veterans a voice.